It appears we have quorum, so if you're prepared, I'll go ahead and start the meeting.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to the February 14th, 2022 Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council or JJCC meeting. We thank you for joining us today. Before the roll call, I want to draw your attention to page one of the JJCC agenda that includes instructions on how to submit your information to make a public comment. As indicated on the agenda, please send an email to the JJCC email address that is listed on the JJCC meeting agenda in order to submit your request to make a live or written public comment. Please be sure to include all of the requested information. If we have any questions, we will send a follow-up email requesting any missing information that is needed. If you have questions or experiencing connectivity issues, please contact us by sending an email to the JJCC email address. We have a recurring issue of receiving requests for public comments without the requirement of indicating the specific agenda item associated with the request and or telephone number to complete a follow-up contact for the live public comment request. When either or both items are missing, we will send a follow-up email to request the required information that is needed to assist you in making a public comment. Therefore, please stay available and watch your device for a follow-up email from us. Additionally, if you submit a request to speak on more than one agenda item, we will contact you for the second item as it appears on the agenda. Please stay near your device for the second item you requested. Please be sure to answer the telephone when we call you. There are times when we experience a high volume of emails and our team will respond as soon as possible. These steps and information are intended to assist you in the process of making your public comments. With that, sir, I'll begin the roll call. Mr. Chair?
Present. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so you turn yourself. Board of Supervisors is Chair John Matthews.
Present.
Right, Alternate Public Defender's Office, Susanna Juarez. Okay, she's out there. We're going to try to help her to enter the meeting. And all right, we're elevating her. Just a moment. Susanna?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Susanna Juarez.
Yes, we can. We're just doing the roll call.
Present.
All right, thank you. All right, Department of Children and Family Services?
Present. This is Regina Gore.
Thank you. Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Strang?
Present.
Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima?
Present.
Department of Public Social Services, Chavon Smith. Chavon. Let's see, Chavon. District Attorney's Office, Lisa Blair.
Here.
Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose.
Present.
Lakeville Parks and Rec, Mercy Santar. Los Angeles County Office of Education, DePal Osborne.
Present.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Miranda. I don't see her. Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Robert Madrano. Office of Diversion and Reentry. Refugio Valle. Pug Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez. He's here. Luis, we see you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're present, sorry.
Thank you. City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary. Nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro.
Yes, present.
Thank you. Nonprofit CBO representative, District 1, Bikilo Ochoa.
Present, thank you.
Nonprofit CBO supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song.
Present.
Nonprofit CBO supervisorial District 3, Josh Green. Mr. Chair, he indicated he will do his best to join. Nonprofit CBO District 4, Johnny Drawn. I don't see him. Nonprofit CBO, District 5, our new representative, Nicole Viena.
Here.
Hi, welcome to JCCC.
Thank you.
At-large committee representative, Dr. DePrice.
Present.
Thank you. At-large committee rep, Diego Rodriguez.
Here, present.
At-large community rep, Gloria Janet Gonzalez. She indicated she would be unable to join today. At-large community rep, Kent Mendoza. I don't see him.
Johnny Drawn is here.
Hi, Mr. Drawn. Thank you.
Thank you.
And at-large committee rep, Jeanette Lomelli. I don't see her. Mr. Chair, you have 19 present. You have a quorum.
Great. Thanks, Sharon. Much appreciated. Happy Valentine's Day to folks, if that is meaningful to you. Want to get started as soon as possible. You know, we have a short time here, a couple of things that we want to catch up on. First and foremost, though, Dr. Nicole Viena, I don't want to put you on the spot as we have not officially met, but if you want to introduce yourself to folks just real quickly, we would love to kind of meet you here in this virtual space.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for the introduction, Adam. My name is Nicole Viena. I am a forensic psychologist. I have a large background working for the Department of Mental Health a couple years ago. I did about 10 years total with them, working in adult corrections, so at the downtown jails, and then largely with juvenile justice. And I now have my practice where I am appointed to both the juvenile delinquency panel and the adult criminal panel. So I do expert evaluations and testimony.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you. So we will kind of take it and move immediately into unfinished business. We had my first, maybe not your all first, marathon meeting a couple of weeks ago. I think we hit like 3.5 hours or something crazy. So this will be much quicker than that, hopefully. We have a couple of items that went sort of unaddressed or unresolved. So we want to move quickly into that. But Sharon, I think procedurally you wanted us to kind of walk through some of the same things that we did last time. Sharon, are you out there?
Yes, sir. Having a little bit of audio problems.
All good.
So I think at this point you were going to cover the slides that Ms. Santoro covered last time.
I will do pretty quickly. Do you have those?
Yes, sir. Just a moment.
Thanks. Thanks, Sharon. So again, these are our rules of the road. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we kind of walked through all of this. So the subcommittee and the JJCC can recommend categories for funding, but can only recommend specific providers if those providers happen to be governmental agencies and not specific community-based organizations or providers. Conflict of interest rules do apply to our work in this committee and subcommittees. So just be thoughtful as we recommend funding options and recommendations. So if there are issues that arise, please speak up. So again, specific two-part mission of the CMJJP and funding allocation, we have a tight timeline. We are sort of sitting on board notification at this point, so we want to try to button these things up as much as possible to keep us on task and get moving forward. And as folks may be aware, that the next iteration of the CMJJP, the ad hoc subcommittee, is going to get started sooner and just kind of meet all year to get right back to this place next year, hopefully. So, and again, anything that feels in violation of our mission as a council, as a commission, please raise those things here. Or if we need to table something because there's some concerns, we can obviously take those things up in one of the subcommittees so that we're being as forthcoming as possible in this public setting. Next slide. Or is that the slide? We did it?
Mr. Chair, that was the only chair. It's the only slide. But then you'll need to cover the adopt the motion to adopt orders of the day. They're on the agenda. Got it.
I'm looking. Give me a second. Is the motion with the agenda? Or is it just, we just need a motion to adopt the orders?
Actually, sir, you probably should just at least read the three to them so that they'll understand. It's the same as the last meeting.
Regarding amendments and time limits. Right? So all amendments to be presented in writing to the chair prior to consideration by the JJCC. Number two, limit to 1 3-minute speech per person per motion. And kind of the way we did this last time, proponent of the motion would speak first, then alternate between speakers for and against the motion. I don't know that we stuck to these rules last time, because we sometimes had several people wanting to speak for and apparently only myself wanting to speak against some of the things that were moved. So we'll do the best we can to stick to these rules and just make sure that really the purpose is to make sure that we're hearing from both sides and moving through the items to make sure that we get them resolved. So Sharon, do I need a motion on the orders of the day?
Yes, sir, we do. We got our audio fixed. So all yes, right. We need a motion.
Anyone?
It's on. I'll make the motion.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. Can we have a second?
Second.
I heard two people. I heard Patricia, I think. Is that you, Patricia, some?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right. Now, on this one, do we have any member discussion? All right, we have no public comment on this, Mr. Chair, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the vote. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Board of Supervisors Chair John Matthews?
Yes.
Alternate Public Defender's Office Susanna Juarez? She's lit up. Susanna, are you unable to unmute?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. All right, thank you. All right, Department of Children and Family Services, Regina Gorey?
Yes.
Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Strike?
Yes.
Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima?
Yes.
Department of Public Social Services, in case she's joined us, Javon Smith? Let's see her. District Attorney's Office, Elisa Blair?
Yes.
Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose?
Yes.
Lakewood Parks and Recreation, Mercy Santoro, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Office of Education, Tapal Osborne.
Yes.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Denise Miranda, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith, in case she's joined us. Let's see her. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Robert Medrano. I don't see him. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development, Refugio Valle.
Yes.
Public Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez?
Yes.
City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary, in case he's joined us. I don't see him. Nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 1, Bikilo Ochoa?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative of Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green. In case he's joined us, he indicated he would do his best to try to join us. Nonprofit CBO representative of Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Drawn.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative of Supervisorial District 5, Nicole Vienna.
I'm going to abstain. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just getting caught up.
Of course.
Thank you.
At large community representative, Dr. Denise Price.
Yes.
At large community representative, Diego Rodriguez.
Yes.
At large community representative, Gloria Janet Gonzalez. She indicated she'd be unable to join. At large community representative, Kent Mendoza. Casey's joined us. Don't see him. And at large community representative, Jeanette Lomelli, in case she's joined us. I don't see her. Mr. Chair, you have 17 yeses, no noes, one abstention. Motion passes.
Great, thank you. So we'll move right into it. There were two items that we did not resolve. All other items related to funding allocations were voted on and approved. The two pending are 37 and 45. We started with a motion on 37. We'll take that first. We'll just go in order. So we started with a motion on 37 that was then tabled because there was some discussion about where that the funding under item 37 would be shifted to or kind of reallocated. So I suppose I'll kick it over to Patricia had raised the motion. So I'll kick it to you, Patricia, to sort of take this back up, understanding that, you know, again, we're hoping to button this up so we can move toward board notification and approval. But, you know, want to make sure that we give time for discussion and some decision making on this item. So I'll defer to you on this to start, Patricia.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Actually, I'll assist here. We have to take the motion and bring it and place it back on the table since it was tabled. So we have a couple of things to do. So first,
okay.
So first, we're going to ask that someone make a motion to take the motion from the table. And what we'll do is, we've moved a motion that's sitting off to the side, we first have to pick it up from the table. So this motion will only make that one move. So there won't be any discussion or public comments because all we're doing it is moving it from actually where it's placed off to the side, which is basically in the care of the secretary, which is me. So then this puts it back on the item so that we can discuss it. So then there will be a second motion to make a motion to do something with the item. So at this point,
this is Tricia Penrose. I make the motion.
All right, thank you. Can I have a second from someone?
Sharon, this is Regina Gorey. I second.
Thank you, Regina. All right, thank you. So as mentioned, there's no discussion on this item because it's only to take it from the table. So at this point, we'll move to the vote. Mr. Chair?
Yep.
All right, Board of Supervisors Chair John Matthews?
Yes.
Alternate Public Defender's Office, Susanna Juarez?
Yes.
Right. Department of Children and Family Services, Regina Gorey?
Yes.
Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Strike?
Yes.
Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima?
Yes.
Department of Public Social Services, Javon Smith, in case he's joined us. District Attorney's Office, Elisa Blair?
Yes.
At Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose?
Yes.
Lakeland Parks and Rec, Mercy Santoro, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Office of Education, Tapao Osborne?
Yes.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Miranda, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Medrano, in case he's joined us. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development, Refugio Valle.
Yes.
Public Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez.
Yes.
City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary, in case he's joined us. Nonprofit Community-Based Drug and Alcohol Provider, Juan Navarro.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 1, Bikila Ochoa.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Strong.
Yes.
He's joined us. Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green. In case you weren't here long enough, this is a motion to take the last item that was tabled from the table to place it back on the for considerations, item 37.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Nonprofit CBO Representative Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Drawn?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO Representative Supervisorial District 5, Nicole Vienna?
Yes.
At-Large Community Representative Dr. Price?
Yes.
At-Large Community Representative Diego Rodriguez?
Yes.
At-Large Community Representative Gloria Janet Gonzalez? At-Large Community Representative Kent Mendoza? And At-Large Community Representative Jeanette Lomelli. All right, just a moment, please. Mr. Chair, you have 19 yeses, no noes, no abstentions. Motion passes.
Thank you, Sharon.
So now that we've taken the item off the table and we placed it back on the table, we can then ask for any type of motion regarding item 37. And then we would do the person who makes the motion as the proponent, and they would go back and forth 3 minutes apiece until we have reached a point where there's no opposition. So with that, is there anyone that would like to make a motion on this item?
So I think this is where I remake the motion to not fund item 37, Los Angeles County probation in the amount of $335,000. For conflict resolution and institutions and supportive interventions.
Yes, do we have a second?
This is Bekele, I'll second.
All right, thank you. All right, so Patricia, since you're the proponent of this, you have, please, we're gonna give you a clock. You'll have 3 minutes to speak in favor of your motion, and then at that point, if anyone wants to speak in opposition, they'll have the opportunity then. So whenever you're ready.
Great, I appreciate my colleagues reconvening on this item. I know that we already started to discuss this, and at the risk of reiterating some of the same points, I'll just start from the beginning with concerns, but also context that this motion to not fund item 37 is not just about $335,000 in my mind, nor is it a critique of even LA County probation in particular. This arises out of many, many years of critique of the JJCC itself and its governance and decision-making process, and many efforts by the Board of Supervisors, by advocates, by the JJCC members itself, including a team of hardworking probation administrators to clean up the process by which we make decisions. So that over the years, really since 2016, in addition to recomposing the JJCC to include many more diverse voices, we have instituted a timeline and a process for gathering consistent information from any applicants for JJCC funding. Part of the critique was not just that the decisions were somewhat arbitrary, that little information was gathered about the use of the money, that the majority of the money went to county agencies that had to do little to really hold on to their money, but also that there was no transparency to those decisions. And so now that we have had multiple years of a committee working on decision making and really reading through pages of applications from various county agencies and other applicants for this funding, we now have a seven-section application. So it's really three reasons why I believe the JJCC, to have any sort of integrity, should not fund this in any amount. One, that this application was seven sentences long and does little to illuminate how it will be used. Second, that even if we are suggesting a funding level of $335,000, less than the $1 million request, that again, $335,000 is still quite a meaningful amount of money to many providers. And third, we have already, as a JJCC, funded probation in the amount of $1 million to support restorative justice in institutions, and we are still awaiting report back on how that money has been used. And in the last fiscal year, in fact, learned that that money was delayed in it being submitted through an RFP and to select any sort of providers. So for all of those reasons, I think that we should really have any sort of request like this, punch it over to the next fiscal year and to have a full application to consider.
All right, thank you. Do we have anyone that's going to speak in opposition of this motion?
I will, Sharon.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a moment, we'll start the clock whenever you're ready.
As stated a couple weeks ago, this is something that, again, will go to a service provider. It's not something for probation. It's something for us to partner with another organization. While I appreciate the concerns about the application process itself, this was something that was discussed and voted on and approved in our ad hoc subcommittee. And so, you know, we feel like we want to move forward with providing these services. Any delay in the process is a gap in services that are much needed, and we believe will further positive youth development in our camps. And so any delay or sort of pushing this off and foregoing is in fact a delay to services to our youth that we believe are really, really important. So I would oppose this motion and ask that we continue with this funding.
All right, thank you. Do we have anyone else in favor of the motion that wishes to speak? Okay, so, all right, so we have no public comment on that.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, I tried to raise my hand here. I'm sorry, I'm new to getting into this, obviously, just joining today, so can I ask a question about, historically, I'm looking at the agenda, where has the money gone before in this category? And what is it being exactly used for? I don't know if that's a question Adam can answer or someone else about historically, where has the money been used?
I'm not sure exactly historically. I'd have to defer to our admin team or some others who have been part of the JJCC for longer. But it would be, again, it would be a contract for conflict resolution services for our youth in the camps. That's the idea and where it's headed.
Okay.
I don't know if others can speak to where this would have gone before.
Mr. Chair, we actually have two people with their hands raised. Luis, you were first, and then I saw Topal's hand come up after that. So, Luis, go ahead.
Thank you. This actually doesn't go to Nicole's question. So I don't know if Topal wants, I have a different point to make. So I don't know if Topal wants to, if she raised her hand to answer Nicole's question. If she
no,
did.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
Okay, so you both have different points you want to make. These are questions, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Luis?
Okay, thank you. You know, I know this is a for or against forum or this platform, but you know, as to what we're trying to do, I agree with everything Patricia stated as well as Adam. What I find problematic again is that the way this was, the application was presented, which was really just almost literally a 7-sentence application, despite the big efforts of the great majority of folks who submitted very well thought out applications for these funds. But yet, on the other hand, this is a valuable tool that all of my clients can definitely take advantage of. And if, you know, we're, regardless of where this goes, if it comes up, if it fails, or if it's successful, you know, coming next year, if there is a reapplication, it has to be a better job in applying. Absolutely. And if not, we need to make sure that, because it's unclear to me whether the potential receiving party will provide this exact tool and resource that my clients need. And when I'm talking about my clients, I'm talking about the youth who are incarcerated, the youth who are on probation. So it's not clear to me whether the entity in 45 would exactly do what this effort is trying to accomplish. So my caveat to both sides is please next year just do a better job in the application process, but also I want to make sure that this money is going to go to the youth and the services. And right now that's the commitment that we have from probation. It's not clear to me whether the other recipient in 45 would do the same. That's it. Thank you.
And to Pal will be next, but I will add that for those that might be unfamiliar, Luis Rodriguez was on the CMJJP ad hoc subcommittee. So part of the things he was discussing were from the subcommittee. To Pal Osborne?
Yes, I apologize not being able to answer your question, so I apologize for that. But along the same lines of Luis, my biggest question is if this was by the subcommittee, if everything was reviewed and looked and the subcommittee agreed that this is an item that should be funded, I just want to make sure that maybe I'm understanding everything correctly, that this was, that they agreed that this is something that should be funded. However, now it's sort of, we're taking back and saying, no, we're not going to fund. A bit of a concern there. Additionally, this is a service that is extremely, extremely needed. And if it's not going to the department itself and it is going to be funded, or we are going to engage our community-based partners in getting this work done, which is what we say we want, then I think that's something that needs to be considered too. There is great disappointment that there wasn't more care taken in the application. So that's, for me, where the eyebrows are, you know, my only area of concern would be just the care that was taken in the, or the lack thereof in the submitting or the applying for the funds. However, with that being said, you know, the other points, they're doing the work that we're saying needs to be done. And especially in light, there was a pandemic year. A lot went on this last year and a half, 2 years. So, and I think that everybody tried to do the best they could in light of the situation. And just as we give everyone else the benefit of the doubt, I definitely want to give our probation partners that same benefit. But again, I just want to make sure that I'm clear that the subcommittee did agree to, you know, funding this amount, or this should be considered.
Chair, I don't know if we can answer some of these questions or whether it's really just your role, or I don't want to mess up the procedure.
No, I think we've sort of scooted past procedure at this point. I know Bakila and Johnny both have hands raised. I know Josh did too, but I don't see him now. So, oh, there he is. So we'll go in that order, and then I think Patricia maybe get to answering the question.
Okay.
Thanks. Bakila, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Adam. So just to maybe answer Ms. Osborne's question. So when something is, I guess, supported or voted on by the subcommittee, it doesn't mean that it's a unanimous vote. And so I don't recall what the vote count was for this, but I just want the JJCC to be clear. Like, let's say it's 11 people. It could be 8-3, it could be 6-5, but still get sort of voted in support. And so just to be clear, it's not a unanimous vote on any of these items. But I think to go back to help answer Dr. Vienna's question, I have a question. Wasn't this program, Adam or Sharon, isn't a pilot program? So it doesn't really have a history. This would be the first, I guess, of its kind.
That's accurate, yeah.
Okay. So I guess to answer your question, Dr. Vienna, this has no history. It hasn't been done before, so it wouldn't have gone anywhere else before.
And there's a deeper conversation to be had about historic use of funding in general, probably, that we can certainly spend some time sharing with you over the next few weeks. And we could do that. And we could do that offline, Nicole, if there are questions about all of that.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question, then I can raise my hand. I just can't find it on this WebEx.
Okay. Josh, go ahead.
I didn't mean to jump in front of Johnny, I know, but
The only thing that I was going to add to the clarification that Akila raised at the subcommittee is the other thing is just for folks to understand that what ends up, the way that we are currently trying to do this is that we request or solicit funding requests. And so departments across the county make funding requests for particular programs, sometimes for multiple programs per department. And then there's an amount, and the amount of money that is requested far exceeds. I think it was named, and I think Adam named the amount, or maybe it was Mercy in the first meeting, but I think in this case it was, you know, almost double or triple what we actually had to allocate. So just one other thing that I think for me is relevant, and forgive me, Patricia, if you named this already in this context, it's just that this is not the amount that was requested for the pilot program. So also just even if we think about you know, we've, for example, the subcommittee has had challenges in the past where we have allocated less than requested, for example, for services for houseless population. And the agency that we allocated the dollars to was not able to deliver the services because we didn't fund at the full amount, and they basically returned it. So I think in this context, when we are struggling for getting a full picture of the program, it is difficult to think about how do we distribute dollars to Luis's point in an efficient way where we know that the services will be delivered in a way that meets the need. And then just one clarification, Luis, I think you were suggesting, but I think it's actually not the case, that this would be a reallocation of dollars from one line item to another. My understanding of the motion, and others can correct me if it's different, is that this would be a pause to solicit more information to sort of achieve the thing that you're naming. So it may very well go to the probation department for this purpose, but it's just, you know, in light of the challenges we've had, is to pause and get a little more information, not to transfer it to line 45. That'll be the next item we discuss. So others correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my understanding of where we're at.
That sounds right, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Johnny?
I concur wholeheartedly. It just so happened that exactly what Josh had in mind and just stated was we're on the same frequency. The most important thing to me is that, you know, we took a strategic, a methodical approach to all of these requests, and literally took those ones that may have asked for a little more and then had funding previous years and attempted to make them whole so that we wouldn't disrupt any of their service categories. And for those that may have had asked a little more than we could comprehend, we made those adjustments. And in fact, this was one of those. And the opportunity for us was literally taking into consideration that, yes, this may be a pilot program, but is there a need for it? And quite frankly, we all know there is. The problem I find is that it seems as though it's becoming so punitive and deliberate in where it's about probation. And I keep saying we're pointing the finger, we've got three pointing right back at us, while these youth who right now with this COVID concept we're all forced to deal with, conflict resolution is real and the need is great. I don't care if it's in probation's facilities or on the streets. But what I'm saying is that we're talking about $335,000 for a program that asked for more. And we have a meeting here to convene based on these new, can I say, requests not to fund, when in actuality, I think it's $335,000 that could be considered well spent, and we can come back a year later and see where they are with that, as opposed to sending that money somewhere else, and then they have to ramp up services, build the capacity, or more or less just sit on the money with the red tape of doing business, as opposed to deploying those services right away. So I definitely appreciate all that was chiming in from everyone's content. But like I said, I think this is one of those moments where you just need to move forward, fund this program, see what comes of it next year. I was quite disappointed with several of the evaluations we had to consider, but more or less, you know, that process is apparently another meeting, another topic, because it's not very equitable as it applies to those CBOs and then these county public funded programs. But quite literally, I think that this right here we can get past, and I stand to vote that it stays the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Joni. I appreciate that. I'm looking at time. We'll take, Nicole, we'll take your question, and then I want to kind of move us if we can. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay, real quick. So the follow-up question then, if it's a pilot program, then is there any evidence to suggest that it doesn't work? And, you know, why we would be opposing the conflict resolution program? Because I haven't been on prior meetings, obviously, so I don't know if there's other information about the program not working.
Not that I'm aware of. I think, so what I'll say is, because it's new, we don't know, right? And unless others have a strong opinion one way or the other. So maybe this gets to the governance issues, because it's clear to me that a lot of these things have been raised. A lot of these questions should have been or have already been maybe asked and answered in subcommittee. There's supposed to be some consensus there, and then brought to the larger group to move through and share what's been found and vote. I do have concerns about, you know, I guess I'll just state this bluntly. It strikes me on this particular line item, understanding that it's already been diminished significantly based on the request, that maybe the standard's different for probation than it may be for some other agencies. I don't know, but here we are today trying to move through this. So I don't know where we go from here except to a vote. Johnny, I saw your hand coming up and down, but I don't know if you have another question or comment.
I do.
Go ahead.
Being that the amount is $335,000, realistically, we could probably fund 3 CBOs with that. And just literally the amount, you know, it's generally about $100,000 for services rendered like this, the scope of services. So I'm just thinking, okay, we trimmed it down, we made it very lean. I'm not clear how realistic it is for them to actually deploy those services with that amount. But the key to all of that whole number 37 to me is programming as it is provided through CBOs. So whether it's being funded through probation to CBOs or any other of these other organizations, that's my whole concern, CBOs. So that's why I think it's a mute, kind of conversation we're having for $335,000 when we funded $4 million last meeting to a program. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Johnny. And I don't know how much of this can be solved. We've, as folks know and are aware, we've brought in a consultant to help us through some governance work to determine, you know, how these things are brought and in what manner, have some deeper discussion about, you know, basically the entire process, the makeup of the commission and how we get things to agenda and all of that. So this may be one of those things that gets taken up later down the line. I don't know. So...
Adam, if I may.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
I totally appreciate the frustration and having a whole committee process around this and a vote being taken in subcommittee and then something revisited with the full body. But I do think that that's part of the governance structure that we created, that the recommended budget that we bring forth does not represent consensus. So when we use the word agree, that is not synonymous with consensus, and then we drill down, which is why we proceed first with all of the line items that did receive consensus, and then we flag and then take line item by line item the ones that we really need the full body's breadth of perspective to weigh in on, because we only have a subset of us serving on the subcommittee. So I think that's exactly what we did, right? Like, we debated it, we reached as much consensus as possible, and now we're flagging for our colleagues where there still remains some level of disagreement. So I just, want to be clear that I don't think we're sort of like doing a about face in any way. I think those of us who are raising concerns raise concerns within the subcommittee, and we really do want to solicit the perspectives of those who did not sit on the subcommittee. And I think that's what makes us strong as a body, is to create space for all of this discussion and different stages of input.
Fair enough. So I think we're ready to vote.
All right, Mr. Chair, we have no public comment on this. All right, so this is to not fund number 37. So, Mr. Chair?
No.
Board of Supervisors Chair John Matthews?
Yes.
Alternate Public Defender's Office? Oh, will you please elevate her? So Ms. Juarez has just indicated that she was able to join by computer, so we'll elevate her and come back to her. Department of Children and Family Services, Regina Gorey?
No.
Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Strike?
No.
Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima?
No.
Department of Public Social Services, Javon Smith, in case she's joined us. District Attorney's Office?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was a yes. Is that correct?
Yeah, Josh, look, Josh.
Yes. Alisa?
That was a yes, right? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Thanks. Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose?
No.
Lakewood Parks and Rec, Mercy Santoro, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Office of Education, Tapal Osborne?
No.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Denise Miranda, in case she's joined us. Let me pause for a second. Did you get here? All right, so let me jump back to the top here for Susanna Juarez. Alternative Public Defender's Office, Susanna Juarez. This is to not a motion to not fund number 37.
My vote is no.
All right, thank you. Okay, so to continue, we're down to Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Regano, in case he's joined us. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development, Refugio Valle. Sounded like a yes. It was a little soft. Is that yes?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, Public Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez.
No.
City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary, in case he's joined us. All right, nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro?
No.
It's a no. Thank you. Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 1, Bikila Ochoa?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO Representative Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Drawn?
No.
Nonprofit CBO Representative Supervisorial District 5, Nicole Vienna?
No.
At-Large Committee Representative Dr. Denise Price?
No.
At-Large Committee Representative Diego Rodriguez?
Yes.
At-Large Committee Representative Gloria Janet Gonzalez, in case she's joined us. At-Large Committee Representative Kent Mendoza, in case he's joined us. And at-large community representative Jeanette Lomeli, in case she's joined us. All right, just a moment, please. So, Mr. Chair, we have seven. And double check one. Seven yeses, 12 noes. Motion does not pass.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate it. Okay, I want to move us to item 45. This was withheld during our previous JJCC meeting. Does anyone wish to withhold it now?
Mr. Chair, before we move to item 45, item 37 is still pending since we did a motion to not fund, but we haven't passed it either way. We've only passed it to not fund. So all we did was do a motion to not fund it. So I think we still need to work on a resolution.
So we need a motion to fund it?
Yes.
Or to vote on the item?
Yes, we would need a motion to, yes, since you did one to not fund, I guess you'd need a motion to fund and then vote on that.
So would the motion be to not to strike, not fund, and replace not for just fund?
Yes.
There's the motion.
Okay, Johnny, for our minutes, can you please just state the motion for me?
To strike not from number 37, where it would read, fund LA County probation in the amount of $335,000 for conflict resolution and institutions in support of intervention.
All right, thank you. Do we have a second?
And I second it. To Pal Osborne.
Thank you, to Pal. All right, so now, Johnny, so you, as the proponent of the motion, you would have 3 minutes to make your case, and then someone in opposition will follow. So just a second, we'll bring up the clock.
I don't have much to say beyond what has already been stated from all of us as a group that got us to this point. Quite frankly, I think there's a dire need in our communities throughout all the districts for this service, and including for probation to be able to render services to youth from different communities while they may be in placement. But quite frankly, I think we can get back to being more about these people, these youth, these families, instead of political agendas that may be existing in today's time. But we're dealing with a volatile situation in the community, as well as a demographic that need as many services as possible from as many service providers and entities as possible. So I think that it's a great concept for us to move forward and see what probation can do. You know, like I said, when you're pointing the finger, there's 3 points right back at us, and we can always make recommendations to improve on systems, not defund them. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So now, if there's someone in opposition of this motion, they'd like to speak. Okay, Mr. Chair, I see no hands up. We have no public comment. We have no public comment. Then we can proceed to the vote on this. So this is what Johnny said. So this is to strike the not fund to fund item 37. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
All right. Board of Supervisors, Chair John Matthews?
Yes.
Alternate Public Defender's Office, Susanna Juarez?
Yes.
Department of Children and Family Services, Regina Gori?
Yes.
Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Strike?
Yes.
Department of Public Health, Inara Lima?
Yes.
Department of Public Social Services, Javon Smith, in case she's joined us. District Attorney's Office, Elisa Blair?
Abstain.
All right, thank you. Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose?
Yeah.
Lakeville Parks and Rec, Mercy, Ms. Santoro, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County of Office of Education, Tapal Osborne?
Yes.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Denise Miranda, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Robert Medrano, in case he's joined us. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development, Refugio Valle. I'm sorry, what was that?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Public Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez.
Yes.
City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary, in case he's joined us. Nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro.
Abstain.
All right. Nonprofit CBO, Supervisorial District 1, Bakilo Ochoa.
No.
Nonprofit CBO, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song.
No.
Nonprofit CBO, Representative, Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green.
No.
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Drawn?
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO Representative, Supervisorial District 5, Nicole Vienna?
Yes.
At-Large Committee Representative, Dr. Price?
Yes.
At-Large Committee Representative, Diego Rodriguez?
Abstain.
At-Large Committee Representative, Gloria Janet Gonzalez, in case she's joined us. At-Large Committee Representative, Kent Mendoza, in case he's joined us. And at large, Representative Jeanette Lomelli, in case she's joined us. All right, just a moment. Mr. Chair, you have 12 yeses, 3 noes, 4 abstentions. The motion passes.
Chair. So I've been messing up all day. Tell me what to do next.
Hi, Mr. Chair. We're here together. All right, so now we're going
down. 45?
We can move to 45.
All right, thanks, Chair. I appreciate it. We will now move to item 45. This item was withheld during the previous JJCC meeting. Does anyone wish to withhold this item?
Mr. Chair, if no one wishes to withhold the item, then I think we can ask for a motion to, for someone to make a motion on 45.
Essentially approving it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
So motioned. It was Josh Green.
Thanks, Josh. Can we get a second?
Second, Diego Rodriguez.
Thank you, Diego.
All right, Josh, then this was your motion. You have 3 minutes to state your case, and then if there's someone in opposition, they'll speak after you. So whenever you're ready.
I am the one who held this motion originally. But that was because I wasn't sure if we're going to need space to reallocate dollars. So I, seeing no need to do that, I think I suggest we approve this motion and adjourn the Valentine's Day JJCC meeting. I cede the rest of my time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone speaking in opposition of this motion?
Not necessarily in opposition, but in clarification. So it says public-private partnership. Is this associated with the California Foundation or the Liberty Hill in any way?
If I can just answer, because I think we had a lot of misunderstanding, this is Josh. This is not necessarily associated with either. There is an open solicitation for this project, so it's to be determined. It's similar to the pilot program, although it's not a pilot, that we just approved. It's money that would go to a strategy, not to a particular organization or foundation. That help, Johnny?
Somewhat. So you're saying that the funds will not be going to CBOs?
No, the idea behind this line item is technical assistance, so capacity building for CEOs to be able to grow their capacity to access dollars, like county dollars and public dollars, also private foundation dollars and grant dollars. So the idea is for this to be support that goes directly to CBOs. It's just not... We can't here say who it goes to. All that we can do is approve the strategy, and then the probation department, I believe for the grant making, already has an open solicitation. I don't know if Adam or Sharon or someone else can say whether for the capacity building there's also an open solicitation, but there'll be an application process, and then somebody has to be selected to then deliver these funds to community-based organizations.
Yep. You got it right, Josh. And I'm not sure on the second part if there is an open solicitation yet, but the idea is absolutely to partner with a community-based organization to do the grant making and to do the capacity building.
Thank you.
Luis, go ahead.
And I forgive me for forgetting, but what percentage of these funds will go directly to CBOs and as far as grant making?
That was my point.
Sorry, I'm going to have to step in, but I'm not sure if... So these dollars don't go as direct grants to CBOs, in part because of the contracting obstacles that are inherent in the county's contracting process. These dollars go to build capacity. So it's supporting CBOs to build their capacity to do self-evaluations or finance management inside or grant applications. So it's building their ability to access dollars. It's not a direct service grant. The other dollars that we already approved in the last meeting, those are going for direct service grants. These dollars are to help smaller organizations and mid-sized organizations grow so that they can then access grant dollars and other types of dollars. So I think, Johnny, it's a little bit like what you've talked about, except this isn't a direct grant for services. It's to help build the capacity of organizations to get grants to do their service delivery or whatever their scope is.
But the lack of transparency has been my concern, and by performing due diligence on my own, literally was kind of dumbfounded at some of the agencies currently awarded, as well as considering the need, so-called need, for capacity building. I think that they're pretty much in good shape overall. So that's where my reservations lie. And it's kind of vague. Every other concept we've had has been straight, kind of clear. You know, when I hear you say all these, I guess, funding, like in capacity building and specifically on developing organizational core competencies, that's kind of vague to me. I mean, how the approach would be, is the money being spent on administrative costs, salaries, $1.5 million? Boy, that.
So, Johnny, it may be worth just clarifying. In this case, you don't have to be a grant recipient. This is one of the challenges. We haven't been able to hear or report back from how these dollars in this space, but we did hear one at the community advisory committee level, that the capacity building dollars do not go only to selected grantees. They're open to grant organizations with grants. They're open to organizations that don't have grants. The goal is sort of a broad based for any organization that wants access to be able to get access to this kind of capacity building opportunity. It's not limited to your, I think what you're referring to is the Ready to Rise partners who are getting the service delivery grants from California Community Foundation. This capacity building has gone beyond that group. It includes, I believe, anybody who applied was offered an opportunity, and it's also designed to get broadly to folks who are trying to access dollars from the JJCC. I don't know what this 1.5 iteration will look like, because it depends on who is selected to distribute it, but the dollars, as I understand it, this is from the presentation of the Community Advisory Committee, they're not supposed to be limited just to organizations receiving grants. It's supposed to be a broader growth opportunity for organizations who want to be able to access grants.
Thank you.
I don't know if that helps. I mean, it's hard because these are all really complex questions, and we have, you know, but that's my understanding, is this is, the goal here is to have really broad support.
I understand. I mean, broad support, but I want to know where the money's going, you know, that type of thing. And how quick will it actually hit the ground running, and how are we able to see more or less the result of us funding this today? You know, what does that look like, you know, overall, as opposed to money goes there, you say that it actually is going to help. How do we see the return on this?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm happy to continue to engage. I don't want to monopolize the floor. I think if it's helpful, there is a report that talks about, there's like an actual published report that talks about where all of these dollars went, both in terms of grant making and direct services and for the capacity building. But I think, I mean, just for context for everybody, but especially Johnny, this is a challenge across the county. This is just the only place where we have actually been able to get dollars to the ground for this kind of capacity building, in large part because the JJCC was ahead of the curve on it. But I think your concerns about accountability are right on. I think it echoes a lot of the conversation we've had today. In this case, I think it's, I mean, I'll just, my personal opinion is I think it's worked, and there are still challenges to overcome. Like when there are county contracting obstacles that prevent dollars from going directly to community-based organizations, which is a thing that I think everybody wants to work around. It's just been a challenge.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. And thanks for your questions, Johnny. So if there's no other comment, I think we'll move to a vote.
All right, Mr. Chair, we have no public comment or written public comment on this item. All right, so this is to fund item number 45. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Board of Supervisors, John Matthews?
Yes.
Alternate Public Defender's Office, Susanna Juarez?
Yes.
Department of Children and Family Services, Regina Gorey?
Yes.
Department of Mental Health, Dr. Karen Streich?
Yes.
Department of Public Health, Yanira Lima?
Yes.
Department of Public Social Services, Javon Smith, in case she's joined us. District Attorney's Office, Elisa Blair, it looks like she had to leave us. Juvenile Court, Tricia Penrose.
Yes.
Lakewood Parks and Rec, Mercy Santoro, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Office of Education, Tapal Osborne.
Yes.
Los Angeles Unified School District, Dr. Denise Miranda, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles Police Department, Lieutenant Haley Smith, in case she's joined us. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Madrondo, in case he's joined us. Office of Diversion and Reentry, Division of Youth Diversion and Development, Refugio Valle.
Yes.
Sounded like a yes, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Public Defender's Office, Luis Rodriguez.
Yes.
City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, Reginald Zachary, in case he's joined us. Nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 1, Bikila Ochoa.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song. Patricia? Thank you. Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 3, Josh Green.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 4, Johnny Drawn.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO representative, Supervisorial District 5, Nicole Vienna.
Yes.
At-large community representative, Dr. Denise Price.
Yes.
At-large community representative, Diego Rodriguez.
Yes.
Thank you. At-large community representative, Gloria Janet Gonzalez, in case she's joined us. At-large community representative, Kent Mendoza, in case he's joined us. And at-large community representative, Jeanette Lomelli, in case she's joined us. Just a moment. Mr. Chair, you have 17 yeses, no noes, no abstention. Motion passes.
Excellent. Did we do it? I think we're to the end.
We do have public comment under other matters. Public comment.
Do we have public comment then?
Yes, we do. We have just one public comment. And one written public comment. We'll be sending the written public comments to the members while we hear from our verbal public comment. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Aaron. Let's do 2 minutes for that one person who wants to make public comment.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, thank you. First off,
go ahead. 2 minutes when the clock, as soon as you begin speaking, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you, I won't need that long. First off, thank you for continuing some probation programs. However, recent voting up against probation is very disappointing. What about the youth on probation and their families? What about those kids? Where's the help for them and their families? The public should thank this committee for rejecting help for youth on probation in our schools. You have made it clear you don't care about the schools and the youth on probation. You care more about the money. Keep talking about the money, but you only want the money for your political agendas. I honestly thought that this group was supposed to help our youth in every way possible. It's clear some care more about violent criminals being housed in safety, comfort, home-like settings, and in minimal security so you can get them back on the streets. It's sad when violent criminals are more important than a youth on probation and in school. Probation is not the problem. Political agendas are the problem. I hope probation can continue helping youth in the schools. They have to. Thank you.
All right, thank you. The written public comments have been sent to the JJCC members, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Sharon. I just want to thank you for the public comment. I appreciate this discourse, all the work that went into all of this, the subcommittees and everybody that's put in so much work over the last several months to get us to this point. So I really want to lift up this committee and all the hard work that's been done. Obviously, I'm one of the newer members, so I just appreciate the ongoing support of this effort, and I think we're moving in a really positive direction across the board. So thank you for all your hard work. And Sharon, if there's nothing else, I will adjourn the meeting.
That's it, sir. We're finished.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, and I will see you all. Talk to you all soon. Take care.